Ring in the new year with a wonderfully clean house. It might be a mess after the holidays, but I have got the answer for you. Our wonderful sponsor, Nature Clean. They've been making chemical-free cleaning products and personal care products since 1963. Their ingredients are naturally derived from plants and minerals, and they are effective yet environmentally friendly. You get that wonderful clean that is good for the environment. They are approved by the USDA as being bio-based products, and all of their products are vegan and not tested on animals. For more information, visit them online at natureclean.ca.
New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy
with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky
and health journalist
Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. My wonderful co-host Andrea is away today. We are thrilled to have back on the program the wonderful Dr. Christine Horner, MD. She is a natural health expert, author of Radiant Health, Ageless Beauty. And we're going to talk today about, as you get older, your body needs different things. You need to make sure you're getting the right nutrition. It is so important. Dr. Horner, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's so great to talk with you again.
I love this topic. I used to have a show with the wonderful David Pollack. He's the creator of the Pure Attitude line, which is a great natural skincare line. And we had a show called Beauty Inside Out. So we talked about this a lot. Now, how did you come to this way of thinking, Dr. Horner?
Well, so I worked as a plastic surgeon, so I definitely was in the industry. And when I first started my practice, I was noticing that my patients, I was doing a lot of breast reconstruction, and I was noticing that they were getting younger and younger and younger. And so I thought, okay, something's wrong when I did my first operation on someone in their 20s. So I started going through the medical research, this is 20 years ago, to find what, if anything, women can do to lower their risk. And I found that thousands of studies of 20 years ago showing that it's all diet and lifestyle related. So that took me into the world of natural health. And I got introduced to Ayurveda, the traditional system of medicine from India. And so one day, a friend of mine said, you know, you should go and do this detoxification program that they do at this kind of luxurious spa, an Ayurvedic spa. And it's like a 5,000-year-old, system of medicine. But he said, go check that out and you'll get the best kind of, flavor of Ayurveda. So I go to the spa and, detoxification sounds like it wouldn't be fun, but actually very luxurious, spa type treatments, lots of hot oil massages, steam treatments, all this kind of stuff. So I was there for 3 days and about 48 hours into it, I look in the mirror and I look 10 years younger and never felt better in my life. And I thought, oh my God, this is what my patients want. And I'm not providing through doing surgery or, topical chemicals and so forth. It's really that it's coming from within where you get that beautiful, youthful glow. So eventually I ended up leaving my practice. And what I do full time is really educate people how to become and stay healthy naturally.
Oh, I love that. Well, talk to us a little bit about Ayurveda for people who aren't familiar.
Yeah, so Ayurveda means life and Veda means knowledge. So it literally means the knowledge of life. And it's prior to this time, I'd had really no education within going through medical school and residencies and so forth and how to create health. I only learned how to suppress symptoms using pharmaceuticals or surgery. And of course, in plastic surgery, it's kind of beautifying things. But I really didn't learn anything about health. And so Ayurveda is really all about how do you create health. And it understands that we have kind of a rule book as human beings. And if we follow the rules, it brings our body into balance and enhances our body's inner healing intelligence, which can keep us well. If we violate those rules, then we create imbalances and eventually disease. So it's pretty simplistic like that, but it's got wonderful, wonderful kind of recommendations that generally are very simple but extremely profound. And so I've experienced just, extraordinary states of health just following some simple rules.
Okay, so we're going to talk about nutrient matching. You match age with essential nutrients to achieve the best outcomes for women and men. So talk to us about this term, nutrient matching.
Sure. So at different parts of our lives. You know, we have different kinds of issues that can happen, or maybe different kinds of focuses, and those require, you know, different kinds of nutrients. So for instance, if you're in your 20s and 30s kind of decade, I mean, that's a time when people are generally having children. And so as it turns out, there's certain nutrients that are extremely important during that time. And we've heard of folic acid, you know, for the mother, which is supposed to help with birth defects. But now we've recognized that vitamin D3 is something that plays a role in both the father and the mother. So there's studies that have been shown that if you get your vitamin D3 levels up to a therapeutic range, which is generally considered 40 to 60 nanograms per milliliter, then all sorts of wonderful things happen. And one of those things is that they find that it actually increases kind of the, you know, fertility. So you have a more, you know, success in becoming pregnant. And then for women, whether during their pregnancy, and this is kind of an amazing thing they found. There was a study that was done at the Medical University of South Carolina where they tested vitamin D levels on pregnant women. And they found that 90% of the women had low vitamin D levels. I mean, which is just outrageous, you know, really. And so people who have low vitamin D levels and are pregnant, they found that it increases the risk of having a premature baby. It also lots of different complications that can happen with pregnancy, such as gestational diabetes and infections and a condition called preeclampsia, which is where the mother has extreme high blood pressure, which can be fatal for both herself and her baby, and also a low birth weight rate. So they did this study where they gave women supplemental vitamin D, until they were able to get to that therapeutic range to 40 to 60 nanograms per milliliter. And they found that the rate of premature infants dropped by 40 to 60%. So huge influence. And actually, there's a really cool organization, a 501c3 called Organic and Natural. And they are doing some really innovative things as far as looking at various different nutrients like vitamin D and the association with various different diseases. And so they're also located in Washington, D.C. And part of the thing that they're doing is trying to, you know, influence policy as well as educate people about these simple nutrients. And so when we got this study that showed that the preterm birth went down by 40 to 60%, I actually talked with the FDA, and now when they have approval to do structure and function claims on the bottles, which is kind of a rare thing that happens with nutritional supplements, but they can put on the bottle now that it supports full-term birth. So that's kind of a big, you know, kind of revolutionary type of thing that that's happened with that. Yeah. So, you know, again, this is so simple. And vitamin D3 is really inexpensive. So it's like a, you know, inexpensive, simple thing that can, you know, profoundly impact the health for everybody, really. But, you know, during that, you know, decade one or two, when people are, you know, having children, to have the ability to decrease the issues that we have with preterm birth. And you think, okay, United States, you know, we're a really, you know, industrialized country, and we wouldn't have this as such an issue. But shockingly, as it turns out, as far as, you know, infant mortality and preterm birth and that sort of thing, we're terrible. They're like, of all the different kind of more westernized countries, we're 130th as far as, you know, our birth rates and so forth. So it's like, boy, you know, this is a real issue, and it really is affecting, you know, Americans. And so definitely something that we want everybody to be aware of.
Yeah, it is so important. Let's move into the 40s. Lifestyle wants, and on here it says relief. I like that. For whether it be joint pain, stiffness, arthritis, inflammation, loss of energy, fatigue. I have friends going through this. So let's talk about this. What do we need for that?
Well, you know, I would say that, of course, our standard American diet and lifestyle is something that is a pro-inflammatory kind of diet and lifestyle. And we know that inflammation is something that is kind of a common denominator for the initiation and progression of every chronic disease that you can think of, from, you know, diabetes to heart disease to arthritis to dementia and so forth. And so it's really important to be aware that inflammation, you know, causes all these problems, and that we can do some simple and diet lifestyle techniques to help to reduce inflammation, but also certain nutrients have been found to be extremely helpful too. So omega-3 fatty acids, which are the healthiest type of fat that we can consume, it's found in high amounts in deep sea fish like salmon. It also is high in flax seeds and walnuts. And so omega-3s, we find that the more people consume, then the healthier they really are, because, you know, we're supplying construction materials, you know, to our body, and our body needs a lot of fat, unlike what we thought in, you know, previously, where we tried to do low fat everything. But, you know, like our brains are coated in fat, our nerves are coated in fat, every cell membrane is made out of fat. So it's really important that we get adequate amounts of fat, and the type of fat is extremely important too. So if you're taking a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, what we find is that the whole body just functions better. So the cell membranes are more flexible, rather when they become stiff, you know, when they've got inflammation or the bad kinds of fats that are making up most of them. So they function a whole lot better. And then there was a study that was done at the University of California, San Diego, where I live here in San Diego, and all sorts of different substances. And they tested them to see how much of an anti-inflammatory kind of, you know, qualities or properties that they had. So they found that everything that they tested, the thing that had the strongest anti-inflammatory properties were omega-3 fatty acids. So just by taking those alone, and the research supports this, you can improve your risk of all sorts of different kinds of diseases. I mean, definitely the inflammation causes those aches and pains and fatigue and that sort of thing. But it also decreases your risk of, you know, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, premature aging. I mean, they actually found this amazing thing where we have the little segments on the end of our chromosomes called telomeres. And each time our cell divides, that's the way it kind of renews itself, the telomere, a portion of it will come off. And so then they found that the length of those telomeres on the ends of our chromosomes is directly related to the length of our lifespan. So as we get older, they get shorter. And then people have the shortest ones, like in twin studies, you know, the twin that has the shorter ones, you know, dies earlier. So you really want those telomeres longer. And so one of the things with omega-3 fatty acids is they found that that omega-3s will help to lengthen the telomeres. And it does it in a really kind of a direct, you know, linear relationship. So the kind of the higher your omega-3 fatty acid levels, the longer your telomeres, and thus, you know, the longer the lifespan you're going to have. So super important to take those.
Now, is there a way to test the length of your telomeres?
There is. I mean, so those, that's a little bit more of an expensive, you know, kind of thing to do, but they can definitely test that. Now, what's probably much less expensive and an important thing to do is to actually measure the amount of these nutrients in your blood. So like vitamin D3, you know, you want to get your doctor to check your vitamin D levels. And again, we're shooting for that 40 to 60, you know, nanograms per milliliter. And the omega-3 fatty acids are measured by a blood test, again, called an omega fatty acid omega-3 fatty acid index. So you want your index to be 8% or higher. Now, the important thing with both vitamin D3 and the omega-3s is that everybody kind of metabolizes them differently, like absorbs them differently, it metabolizes them differently. So sometimes what we find is not a cookbook amount that we recommend for people. It's based on how you individually, you know, will absorb those nutrients. And so sometimes we find, for example, people who take vitamin D that maybe they just need 2,000 international units a day, and other people may need 5,000 or sometimes even more, you know, depending on, you know, how they are able to absorb it and use it. And the same thing with the omega-3 fatty acids. We find that some people require a lot more omega-3 fatty acids to get their index higher than 8% than others. So again, not cookbooks, super important to check your your numbers, and your doctor can normally do that. And actually, if you have any issues with that, you can actually get a test kit from a website called nutrientpower.org. And they, if you, you know, get on there, they have lots of information about these nutrients, but they also have a test kit that just comes to your house and it has instructions, but you just kind of prick your finger and put a dot of blood on there and send it in. And then they'll, you know, check your vitamin D levels and omega-3 fatty acids. And they actually recommend that you do this about every 6 months.
Let's talk about the 50s. I'm in my early 50s, and which I'm still like, what? How did that happen? We want protection and immune booster. So what are some immune boosters and why are these so important at this age?
Well, so, you know, my book, Radiant Health, Ageless Beauty, which is my most recent book. So I was really looking at the research on, you know, what happens as we age, why do we age, and, you know, all the different theories of aging. There's like 300 different, you know, theories of aging, but they kind of fall into different categories. But one of them is that as we get older, some of our systems, so like the immune system, becomes less functional. It's not as robust. And that's why we can see that elderly people, you know, getting the flu or colds or infections or something, you know, that they don't do as well. It may go into pneumonia, and that, you know, can be real serious for them because their immune system just isn't as strong. So there's what they found is that there's certain foods that we can eat that will really support the immune system. And of all the different, you know, categories, we found that mushrooms are something that really have this kind of targeted effect at supporting the immune system. Now, of course, everyone's not going to be eating, you know, like therapeutic doses of medicinal mushrooms every day. So that's when a supplement really becomes important. And so I did lots of research on this too. The one that I've been most impressed with is a supplement, mushroom supplement called AHCC. So AHCC is an extract of mushrooms, and it is actually from Japan. They've been using it for about 40 years and done tremendous amount of research on it and have shown that this is like the most effective formula in helping to support all the different cell types in the immune system. So what that translates into is that not only does it keep your immune system strong, so you have like less, you know, colds and flus and things like that, but also has been shown to significantly decrease your risk of various different cancers, including breast, prostate, colon cancer, liver cancer, melanomas, I mean, many different kinds. And then if you get cancer and you live in Japan, they will actually treat you with AHCC in the hospitals because they found that the survival statistics are so much better. So for me, I started taking this maybe about, I don't know, 5-6 years ago or something like that. And, you know, didn't get sick for like 4 years, even though I'm flying all the time and everything. So I think it's a really important supplement to take on a daily basis to really protect, you know, your health. And it's just got really remarkable, you know, benefits to it. I think you should take them at every age group, really. And at 60 and beyond, it's like, boy, you know, making sure your vitamin D levels, you know, are in that therapeutic range. The omega-3 fatty acids, taking, you know, the AHCC is, you know, super important. I also, you know, add some combinations of things that have like, you know, turmeric and green tea and, you know, some things like that. I'm not a huge proponent on taking massive amounts of, you know, supplements, but I think that there's a number of them that are extremely critical for our health. And, you know, all the controversies we've had about, oh, you shouldn't take vitamins, you just, you know, have expensive urine and stuff. Well, it turns out that we really do have, you know, a tremendous amount of, you know, research on these nutrients showing that it can take, it can just make a huge difference. So I would recommend there's a Facebook page for the organization Organic and Natural. So you can look at that because it's just got a wealth of information and it's constantly, you know, working on doing nutritional studies and updates and nutritional studies. This is one of the reasons I'm on the scientific advisory board of Organic and Natural, because I, you know, just really believe in what they're doing and how incredibly important it is. And then that nutrientpower.org, website is the other one to, just kind of cruise around there because there's such great information, on those nutrients. And again, you can get the test kits, there too. So you can make sure that your levels are where you want them to be so that your health can be the best it can be.
Oh, that's fantastic. In the last few minutes, I'd love to focus on men. Sorry, men. Let's talk about women. For the last few moments. So in their 30s, we're looking at vitamin D, 40s, vitamin B12, and 50s, magnesium. If you want to just touch on these.
Sure. So again, vitamin D3 is like super important at every age. But I mean, interestingly, they found that it is something that when men have their therapeutic range of vitamin D3, that it improves fertility rates. They think it increases sperm count. And then really interestingly too, if the man has low vitamin D levels, then they found that actually increases the risk of miscarriage, in the woman. So you can actually, lower the risk of miscarriage by men having adequate vitamin D levels in that, early age group. So in the 40s, I just mentioned, vitamin B12. So that's something that a B vitamin, we all know that that's something that's important for our nerves, but it's also important for DNA and for our blood cells. And then kind of interestingly, they found that men in their 40s, they found that B12 is something that will increase their libido or sex drive and help with energy and depression and fatigue and stress. So really helps with all those specific things that we see a little bit more, in the 40s, or men in their 40s tend to have. And then magnesium is super important mineral. Particularly, as we get older too, but it's involved in energy. So again, people that are, lots of people complain about fatigue. So that potentially can be really beneficial. It's been shown to help with our cardiovascular system and can help to lower blood pressure when you've got adequate amounts of magnesium in the body. And it's actually involved in like 300 different enzyme reactions. So it's kind of universally important mineral for us to take. But, particularly in the 50s and associated with cardiac, health.
Wow, this is all such incredible information. Dr. Horner, I always love having you on the program. Tell us all the ways we can learn more about you and your wonderful work.
Sure. So best place is my website, and that is drchristinehorner.com, drchristinehorner.com. And I have a free newsletter, you can sign up for, and all sorts of tips and tricks and videos and things like that, that are there. I also offer kind of coaching consultations. So a lot of times people call me if they want kind of individualized help with their health. And one of my passions is helping women who are newly diagnosed with breast cancer, so I can help them with an integrative approach or help them to prevent it in the first place.
Oh, that is wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much, Dr. Horner, for coming on Naturally Savvy Radio. You can rate, review, subscribe, never miss an episode. You can find us on social media at Lisa Davis MPH, at Andrea Donsky, and at Naturally Savvy. Thank you so much for listening, and stay well.
Ring in the new year with a wonderfully clean house. It might be a mess after the holidays, but I have got the answer for you. Our wonderful sponsor, Nature Clean. They've been making chemical-free cleaning products and personal care products since 1963. Their ingredients are naturally derived from plants and minerals, and they are effective yet environmentally friendly. You get that wonderful clean that is good for the environment. They are approved by the USDA as being bio-based products, and all of their products are vegan and not tested on animals. For more information, visit them online at natureclean.ca.